Good afternoon, everyone. This is your Market Settlement on the Radio Oklahoma Network. We'll talk to Justin Lewis with KIS Futures about what drove the markets today, and we'll look at some of your closing numbers right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Prakeen, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplified the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken, genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? So you can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres that a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Justin, how did our grain markets shape up today?
Grain futures were higher today, with the exception of the Chicago wheat futures, which were down 3 to 4. Kansas City wheat was 1 to 3.5 higher here, with July new crop Kansas City wheat at 7.54, up 2 cents. We had soybeans anywhere from 9.5 to 17 higher. We were really seeing a lot of buying in the old crop, soybeans in the May, specifically being 17 higher versus new crop only being up 9.5. So there's some interesting things going on there. We have the corn up anywhere from 8 to 11 cents, with mostly flat across the old crop and the new crop up about 8. Tomorrow, we have the USDA report coming out at 11 o'clock. Most traders think it's going to be a reflection of the USDA report we had about 8-9 days ago, 2 Thursdays ago, and be negative. They're basically calling for higher ending stocks in corn, wheat, and soybeans. It's just a reflection of what we saw on that last report. So not a whole lot of new things there. This is just the monthly version, and last report was the quarterly version. So not a whole lot expected there. The big thing we're watching really for the next couple days is this winter storm we have moving through the southern plains. And if we look across the map right now, the current temperatures are about 30 degrees in Guymon, Oklahoma, and you've got Perryton and Pampa, Texas, getting down in the 30s. But here in Oklahoma City, we're about 75. And most of Oklahoma's in the 70s, but there's that pocket that's slowly moving south. And if you have anything lower than 28 degrees for more than 2 hours in wheat, it tends to cause some damage. And so there's a real fear here that we have significant damage in southern Kansas, Oklahoma, and the Texas Panhandle. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. The freeze could last through Thursday morning. So we've got quite a few hours here of weather to watch.
How are the corn and soybean markets reacting to that, Justin?
Well, corn and soybeans, in terms of the winter weather, are going to be a little bit different, because what you have up in the Midwest is they're trying to get the soil temperatures to get warmer here so they can all get planted. Now, the planting's rolling along, and there's some spotted showers, and they're going to get some more showers this week. But after that, it looks like we should warm up, with this being the last big cold front, we believe. And so once that happens, when we get the corn and soybeans planted, and if everything goes good, then prices should come back down. But, you know, with the weather, you never really know what's going to happen. Right now, it looks like it's going to clear out after this next little rainstorm.
We'll look at some closing numbers right after this.
Whether you raise crops or livestock, there are a lot of good reasons to attend the Southern Plains Farm Show. You'll see the 2013 Chevys, the official vehicle of the show, plus hundreds of exhibitors display over 1,000 product lines, pull behinds, sprayers, seeds, tools, management software, and register for great prizes like the Hustler Sport Mower and the Daily Early Bird Prize, good for $1,000 in show bucks, sponsored by Grasshopper. All that plus free admission and free parking, the Southern Plains Farm Show, Oklahoma City State Fair Park, April 18, 19, and 20.
Taking a last look at some of our closing numbers this afternoon, Kansas City May wheat finished up 1.5 at 7.46.5. July contract up 2 cents at 7.54 even. On the Chicago board, May wheat up down 3.75 cents today at 7.08 3/4. July contract off 3.5 at 7.14 even. Chicago May corn up 10 3/4 at 6.44 1/4, and the July contract up 8 cents at 6.27 1/2. May soybeans finished the day up 17.5 cents at 13.95 1/2, and the July contract up 13 1/4 at 13.71 1/4. That's a look at your closing markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.